The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 8. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissette with Style Weekly.
And I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
Today, Rich and I are going to talk about Miracle on South Division Street, which is a Virginia Rep production at Hanover Tavern through December 31st. Since the 40s, a Buffalo family has treasured its status as the recipient of a visit from the Blessed Mother by erecting a special shrine, until a deathbed confession changes everything. Rich, what'd you think?
I liked it a lot. I'm usually critical of Christmas shows. It seems to be when everything gets way too sweet and sappy, but this is not that kind of show.
Interesting note, when I researched the show a little bit, it was actually not written as a Christmas show, but I noticed one of the things said how to adapt this show for Christmas. So it was very easy to just add a few Christmas references in there.
I thought it was a really smart, funny script. It's just an hour and a half played through. It's got an excellent cast. Catherine Schaffner is playing the matriarch. She's great as always. John Minks playing a bit of a different role for him. He's playing a little bit of a slacker, but very funny.
I thought he got the most laughs on the show. He usually gets cast in kind of quirky roles. And this was just a regular factory worker kind of guy. And I thought he nailed that. You never saw John Minks, the actor, there. He nailed most of the real comedy lines. Of course, Catherine had her share too. But I thought he really landed that. Now then, Audra Honecker, who's also always talented, she didn't get a chance to do much of the comedy because she had the message to get across in the show, and then she had to deal with her own issues. And I thought she redeemed that by the fact that she brought a lot of heart to the show, especially in the last scene, made the show come together. Because anytime you have a comedy, it's nice if there's a little warmth in it to give it a little bit of life. And I thought she brought that to the show.
It didn't feel contrived. It felt very real. And Donna Marie Miller, she doesn't get as much stage time as the rest of them, but right, I think right. She still gets in her moments. When she finds out a big piece of information and kind of freaks out, I think she did a really good job with that.
That role could have been a caricature. She could have overdone it because it's that kind of New York overdone makeup and everything, and she kept it real, which I appreciated. And I will have to say, you mentioned that some of these surprises, it was really one of those shows where the audience, once the things start happening, there was just rolling laughter. The audience was really into it. I mean, it was really delightful to see that the audience that responsive to it.
Agreed. And I think that's a credit to Deborah Clinton's direction as
Absolutely.
Well. She's got the timing down perfect with this cast.
She gave them little bits of business. You noticed they were very touchy. They hugged each other. They touched each other. They held hands a lot, which I'm sure gave it some of that familial feel. She told me, actually, at some point, she had such a great cast, she pretty much had to just make sure they didn't run into the furniture. Because, although I'm sure she added plenty to make that show snap. Terry Powers had a great set. It looked like a real middle-class kitchen.
A lived-in kitchen.
Very lived-in, yes.
Yeah. Even a Grinch like myself can get behind this Christmas story. I highly recommend seeing it.
I agree, too. And if you've got just a couple more weeks before the end of the year, so it might even be something to do for New Year's Eve. We've been talking about The Miracle on South Division Street, which is a Virginia Rep production at Hanover Tavern through December 31st. Since it's near the end of the year, and we've actually pretty much reviewed everything except the show we just reviewed, we thought we'd take a little look back at the first half of the season. The season technically starts for us in August, and talk about some of the shows we liked. This week we're going to talk about musicals, and then when we come back in the new year, we'll talk about some of the plays that we liked too. So who wants to jump in with one of their favorite musicals or something that made an impression on them this season?
I would jump in and say Alice over at Theater Lab.
Started things off
the first musical of the season. I really enjoyed it. It was directed by Adam Ferguson and starred Rachel Mars as Alice. It was a really inventive staging of a story that many of us know pretty well at this point.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I liked the music in it.
The wonderful voices all the way around. It was refreshing that everybody was using their voices. There were no microphones. It's a smallish space. It was in Theater Lab, which actually, let's just mention, it was a co-production with Firehouse.
And an all-female cast.
All-female cast. And Claire, you didn't see that one.
No, I didn't.
So what's something that you liked?
Before we started recording, I was saying Fun Home and Murder Ballad. I forgot about The View Upstairs.
At Triangle.
At Richmond Triangle Players. That was one that I went into kind of, I don't know, I was a little unsure that I was going to enjoy it, and I ended up liking it a whole lot. part of what was cool about it was the fact that it kind of felt like you were in the bar and then there was dancing and singing going on, which is something that it shares with Murder Ballad.
Murder
actually.
Ballad. I was going to segue into Murder Ballad, which I thought was a lot stronger and interestingly was probably the most interesting show in terms of staging this year because it was done in a club in Infusion. You sat around the restaurant, the bar, and they walked all around and sang all around you. And it was an incredible cast. There were only four people. The voices were outstanding. The band was strong. I thought it was a really strong production.
But I would agree. I didn't care much for the work itself, but I thought that all the talent surrounding it was great. For the show, the actors are coming around you if you
all
sit
over
on
the place,
floor.
Right.
And so you have to turn your head to keep catching it. But I was having a hard trouble hearing a lot of the time. And Joey Luck was sound designer, and Joey Luck, more often than not, won the award for sound design Richmond.
Right.
So if he can't figure it out in that space, then you're out of luck.
I didn't have any problems, but yeah. Oh, excuse me, sorry. Did not acknowledging your luck pun there.
I got halfway into that sentence. I was like, nope, I'm gonna keep going.
I think it was a risk worth taking, though. I'll agree with you guys. The talent was there. The actors were all amazing. But I've seen it before in a regular theater, and it sure is boring. So having it in the space and having to swivel around was part of what made it more interesting to me.
Talking of interesting stagings, the last 5 years at Theater Lab,
right. It
had a platform down the center, so the audience is facing each other on both sides.
Kind of like a runway.
Yeah, and it really worked for the show, I thought, because the show is only two people.
Right.
Alexander Sapp's character is going forward through their relationship, and Christy Jackson's is looking backwards. Two incredibly talented actors, a great live band, an excellent work. I found it very moving, and I liked it a lot.
It was a strong production, and poor Claire didn't see that one either, so jump back to something you like. I think you loved Miss Poppins, didn't you?
I loved Mary Poppins. I've loved Mary Poppins since I was a kid, and I really went in thinking there's no way this is going to be anywhere near as exciting to me as the movie, and then it was.
I found it charming. You know, the Sherman Brothers songs and that are so memorable. It's interesting, though, because they took the movie and then they cut out a few pieces, then added pieces of the book. So there's right. It's a little bit different than the movie that you remember. But it's interesting. They left in this, like, imperialism joke that kind of stuck in my craw. And then they cut out the fact that Mrs. Banks is a suffragette, which is apparently part of the movie and not the books. I thought Morgan Reynolds was very charming as
Chimney Sweep, yes.
As Bert, but his Cockney accent is only slightly better than Dick Van Dyke's, which is not saying much. Still, okay. It was a good show. Right. What did you think, Jerry?
I didn't love it as much as everybody else did. I just felt it didn't hold together. I didn't ever feel any emotional warmth. Stacey Sabai just was... She had the prim part of the governess down, but I never felt the warmth from her. And, of course, Mary Poppins is supposed to be kind of prim and closed down, but she's supposed to, at some point, you're supposed to feel that. I never felt that. I thought some of the tech was all over the place. I thought the choreography was all over the place. I just thought it didn't quite cohese. The show's doing very well. It's been extended through the new year, which is great for them, and the audiences are loving it, and I'm sure it's a great show for the families. And speaking of families... Not really a play for children, but Fun Home was about a very dysfunctional family and was a very excellent production that Cadence did at Virginia Rep's Black Box Theater.
I was sat in the back really close to the band, so I had a really hard time hearing in that, and it really distracted it for me.
Right.
I enjoyed it, and this is going to sound terrible. I saw it on Broadway, and like it blew me away. I was like crying.
Right,
like,
right.
Just a mess. And this one didn't quite connect that way for me.
I agree.
I really loved Fun Home. I thought this production was great. I liked that the space was intimate, which I think when we talked about this before, that was something that you disagreed upon, the theater in the round. And
I normally like that. But I couldn't hear.
No, that's right. No, you were there the same night as me, and we were in different spaces, and I heard everything fine.
Well, yeah. There were some issues with staging because of if you were sitting on stage, remember they had people on the stage, and there were some things that were directed definitely
towards
the audience,
yeah.
And you would miss those things. I thought the three women who had those three roles were basically very good. I thought the younger two I liked better than the older one.
There were three different actresses who played Allison at different stages in her life.
Correct. They were all good. I felt like the two younger ones were a little stronger. I didn't love the show. I appreciated the show more than I loved it.
It's interesting that we always have this casting now of Duke LaFoon and Andrew Rivette as,
right?
as a couple, as
their
parents.
Third time, I think.
Third or fourth, yeah.
Yeah,
you hope that if you have them as parents, they're more of the Christmas Story parents and not the next to normal
Fun Home versions of themselves.
Right. But it was a good show, I think Duke especially. What was interesting to me is I think when he's on stage, he's always so likable. And he's playing a character that has some edges to him, some really rough edges, but he still pulls it off in a way that I thought was compelling.
I was disappointed in Duke in this show, and I love Duke. I've seen him on stage since he was 18 years old, and I'm a big fan of his work. I was a little disappointed with his performance. I still appreciated the show more than it loved it.
I thought Duke LeFou was great in this show.
Okay, that's going to do it for the musicals, and we'll be back in 2018 to talk about the plays that we liked in the first half of last year. And that'll do it for this week's Curtain Call. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
Hope you have a lovely holiday season, and we'll see you in 2018.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artseast.org.